and welcome to the YBO podcast. I'm your host, Christina Royster. Make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening, and you can follow the podcast on Instagram and Facebook at the YBO podcast. Now, y'all know I'm supposed to be on a hiatus. I have definitely been enjoying my break, but I didn't want to leave y'all hanging because we had our first in-person event, and I did some live podcast interviews at the event. The event was called The Kickback, and I partnered with The Wick, and this was a first for me, y'all. I have been wanting to do an event for a long time, but obviously the pandemic, and then on top of that, I had a little imposter syndrome. I was scared to put myself out there. I honestly, for a long time, thought that nobody would show up, but I'm glad that we had a good turnout. We had about 30 people in there, and it was just a night of good vibes and networking and socializing, live music. You guys will hear in the podcast interviews that I did on site, you know, you'll hear the background music. But, you know, hopefully you guys can look past that and just really take into account the context of what we were talking about. The theme that I asked everybody was really about confidence. And like I said, imposter syndrome, how do you get over that? How do you hype yourself up and get out there every morning and do what we love to do as creatives? So I hope you guys enjoy this episode. And yeah, stay tuned for some live podcast interviews from The Kickback. All right, I'm here with Tiana Brown.
Hey.
I don't even know how to introduce you. You just have so many talents. You have your own business, videography, photography, and now I know that you've been, you know, working with your head down 9 to 5,
yeah,
hustling, grinding, but it took a lot of confidence to get here, you know?
Yeah.
We had to get through the imposter syndrome, and sometimes we still have to deal with that, right?
Yeah, so all the time.
How do you hype yourself up? How do you stay confident when you're, you know, feeling imposter syndrome or anything like that?
I think that a big part of me getting over that was a talk that I had with one of my old supervisors.
Mm.
She worked at the Eagles with me, and she was actually probably part of the reason why I got the job. And basically, when I ended up getting my new position, she was just like, don't feel like you have to know everything. Especially as a woman, you're expected to know everything when you first get there, and you feel like you have to get everything right all the time.
Yeah.
But in reality, when you start a job, you really don't know anything, and it doesn't matter how well-versed you are in that role. Like, once you get to that new spot, you you feel like you don't know anything.
Yeah.
And she was just like, don't feel like you have to know everything in one day. Don't feel like you have to get everything right away, because everybody makes mistakes at the end of the day. So
that's great advice.
I literally just tell myself that every day. Like, just know you don't have to know everything right away. You're going to learn every day you're on the job, especially when you're in a leadership role. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's really hard, you know, like you said, number one, being a woman, on top of that, being a Black woman,
mm-hmm,
and also being young. We're under 30, and I'm always trying to prove myself on the job and taking on other people's work and stuff just to prove myself, but I've come to learn to put myself first.
Yeah.
And also, you know, I said this on social media on the YBO podcast, like, your gifts will really make room for you.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even be in there, in the door, if you didn't have the talent inside of you. So we just have to hype ourselves up sometimes.
Yeah.
I know I'm not the only one going through that season. Sometimes I have highs, sometimes I have lows. Even with the podcast, I'm like, I should quit this shit. But sometimes, you know, sometimes you do get a compliment from somebody, and it reminds you, like, oh, I'm on the right path. I'm doing the right thing. So is there anything in particular you're super proud of recently?
I think that, I guess, in my role now, in my job, lately I've had, like, those compliments have been rolling in, like, just unexpected compliments, like, people. So I work with ESPN. I don't work for them, but, like, I was on the phone with one of their staff members, and he was like, yeah, me and your liaison were talking, and he was just talking about you and how much of an amazing job you're doing. And I'm like,
yes.
I've been looking for jobs elsewhere, and, like, and they're talking about,
that's,
like, how
hilarious.
Amazing I'm,
like,
doing, and I'm like,
little
oh,
do you know, I'm about to put my 2 weeks in.
Yeah, and he's like, you're doing such an amazing job, like, oh my gosh, and we know it's been hard for you, because I started in the middle of the season, and, like, college athletics is not for the weak. Like, it's always something going on. They're like, you've been doing such a great job managing it, and, like, you had, like, your couple times where it's been rough, but other than that, like, you made changes, and they've been good changes, so Yeah.
And that kind of just reminds me of how white mediocre men, mm-hmm. they be mediocre and they think that they're amazing.
Yes,
so sometimes I realize, even if I just put minimal effort, as a black woman, that's all I need.
That's all I need, yes.
We really are magic.
I'm like, what were they doing in this position before I got here? Like, nothing. And I hate talking bad about people like that. I'm like, they did the best with the knowledge they had at the time. But like, when I'm expected to like come in the middle of the season, fix everything that's been broken for the past few years while that last person was here, and then also do my job, fix what they did, and then make stuff better for the future. It's like, well, when do I find the time to do all of that at once and then still do my job in the present?
And I think that's universal for black women. We're seen as the fixer-upper. We always have to come in and fix everything. We got to fix a man. We got to fix a job. And it's great that people do look at us like we are magic and we have all those skills. Mm-hmm. But we definitely have to remember to put ourselves first. And one thing I learned, especially on the job, is your negligence is not my emergency.
Exactly.
If you screwed up and you waited to the last minute, that's not on me.
Yes. I've definitely learned that because I've had plenty of times where there has been times where I've had to ask people for things last minute because nobody knows what the person before me did. So I've been asking about stuff and I keep getting, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, until it's too late.
Yeah.
Then I have to ask somebody for a last minute favor, and then the superiors are trying to blame the person that I had to ask the favor from, and then now I have to go back and say, no, actually it's your fault because I've been asking you for months and I kept getting I don't know until the last minute. Like, there was a situation where one of the games didn't make it on the air.
Oh, God.
Because of the internet.
Oh, that's
nobody
pretty bad.
Nobody knew where to plug into the internet at that venue, and there's only two games a year that happen there. Nobody knew, and they were trying to blame, like, the networking department. I was like, actually, no.
Wow.
Nobody knew where the internet was.
But we got Bless Watson here, y'all. We're going to be hearing from him soon.
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
What's going on?
So, you just performed for us at the Kickback, and how do you feel about these more intimate settings? You know, as a performer, you can have big stages, small stages, so how did you feel about the crowd tonight?
Man, I love them all, regardless, you know what I'm saying, whether it's a big or a small, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter to me, because at the end of the day, if I'm touching somebody at that point, then, you know what I'm saying, I won at the end of the day, so, you know what I'm saying, if I get a follow at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, if I shout out a business or whatever I do, you know what I'm saying, something my friends, you know what I'm saying, I wanted that. I feel happy. I just want to be, you know what I'm saying, an artist and just handle my art the way it should be and accordingly, you know.
And that kind of reminds me of a point Tiana made earlier about, you know, you never really know who you're touching, and sometimes the most random compliment can come from somebody. So have you ever had that moment as an artist where you may feel like, oh, nobody's listening to me or whatever, but then somebody pops up in your DMs, you know, shout you out? Have you ever had that?
Yeah, like every month.
Oh, wow. So that kind of keeps you going, right? That kind of keeps you motivated?
It keep me like extremely happy, and like, you know what I'm saying, I'm doing something where I'm relating to somebody else, you know what I'm saying? It just makes me feel, different, but you know what I'm saying, it also shows like I'm going through the same thing as somebody else. You know?
Yeah. And speaking of that, we were talking about, you know, future generations and how you never really know who's watching you and who's coming up after you. So do you feel like you've already made an influence to some younger people in Philly around you?
Yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? And my peers around me, you know what I'm saying? A lot of their hustles is crazy now, you know what I'm saying? After, like, you know what I'm saying, we met and all, a lot of their hustles is crazy. Their networks is broadening and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Just helping introduce people and stuff like that and get people connected. It's been dope.
Yeah.
You know? And just watching the motherfuckers just work and just do things and turn up. It's just like a dream come true for me, you know what I'm saying? I like seeing it, you know what I'm saying? Ash that dude.
I was just going to say, you know, a lot of times people try to network up and they're trying to get to the top ladder, but we forget to network across and networking horizontally. You never know who you can meet at the Kickback or anything. So have you found like a lot of good partnerships just from your peers around you?
I have, definitely. You know, I've been working with Push. I've been working with Brother Ash. You know what I'm saying? I want to work with furthermore people, you know, and just vibe and do different things and just work and just have a great time.
Yeah, it's all about that hustle. Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you for coming on the show. It's been a pleasure watching you perform tonight. We really enjoyed you, and we hope to do this again.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you. People is, you know, how do you hype yourself up when you're feeling down, or how do you just remind yourself that you are the shit? Especially because, you know, you're probably in a predominantly white field in your day job.
Absolutely.
So how do you remind yourself, like, yes, I deserve to be here?
So that's something I struggled with for a long time, actually. And honestly, I just had to see, like, a white person that I kind of thought was the shit fail. And, so at something that I wouldn't have failed at, for me to see, like, oh, okay, like, you hold yourself to a standard of acceptance that you shouldn't, for real.
Yeah.
So, since that's happened, I kind of been, you know, standing on top of the world for real.
Yes, I see you out here jet setting for your job and everything. And, you know, we were just talking about, actually, me and Tiana, about how they say, you know, the mediocre white man syndrome, like, they get away with just doing mediocre stuff. So,
absolutely.
Do you ever feel like you have to, you know, do more to prove yourself at work, or have you just kind of skated by with the bare minimum? Because sometimes I've noticed even my bare minimum as a black woman is still, like, magical to them, you know?
Yeah, so, like, I don't do the bare minimum, but they do take a big deal to certain things that's kind of, like, expected upon from your everyday black parent. So, yeah, you know.
All right, so our topic today is all about confidence and how do you hype yourself up and get over imposter syndrome, especially as a black woman. I know you work in a predominantly white area, so, you know, how do you just pick yourself up when you're not feeling your best? Is it you put on a face of makeup, or you put on your favorite song, or do you have any affirmations?
I have affirmations. I really just don't know. It's really a Bible scripture. It's my favorite one, and I'm forgetting. Oh my God. It's
I know the plans I have for you. Everybody loves that one.
No, it's like, the joy, something with the joy I have for you is coming, or something like that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I forget what it is right now, but I try to remember that. The pain you feel now does not compare to the joy that's coming.
Yes, yes.
So I try to live by that, and especially someone who deals with depression and anxiety and stuff like that, it's really hard for me to just stay confident in things.
Yeah.
Especially, you already know, this is like the past few days have not been the best for me, but it really is. I think, like you said, like just putting on some music and getting out of that funk, and maybe you have to clean up your space just to feel confident again, you know, like just to feel like yourself. Talk to your friends, people too. Like, that's the most important thing, is to gain your confidence, because they have your back 110%. And if they don't have your back, you need to cut it like OT Genesis, okay?
Yeah, I want to talk about two things you just said. One, I definitely think that your space is definitely part of it. Like, clutter, people don't realize, like, even having clutter around you can really damper your mood. Get the right lighting, get the right scents around you. I love my candles, girl. And also, having a support system is key. And, you know, we were just talking in our group chat today about sometimes you don't want to burden your friends with things. But if you can't go to your friends about it, like you said, then that's not the right friend for you. So I'm glad that you mentioned that, because it really comes down to having that support system and making sure that, you know, you have the right people around you who can help you. And so whenever you're having a bad day, you said that you just, you know, repeat that scripture to yourself. Or is there one song where you turn on and to get you pumped up? I just tweeted today, my pump up song is Get Up 10 by Cardi B.
It depends on the time that music is coming out. For me right now, that Kendrick album, the whole album is really it. But I think it's that N95.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I like that one, and Silent Hill.
I like that too.
It gets me pumped up. And if I want to be petty, if I'm mad at somebody, Petty 2 by Lil Durk and Future. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you, Bree. You've been on the show like 10 times.
Of course.
We love hearing you. So next up, we have Push NYC. If you follow the podcast, Push was on an episode in January. So Push, what have you been up to since January? It's been a couple months.
I'm not gonna lie, it's been hard out here. I just been working in the studio, just at work. I just spent all my time up, just on the road. I just got back from Atlanta.
Okay.
We going crazy.
That's awesome. And so I'm going to ask you the same question I've kind of been asking everybody, you know, as far as how do you get your swagger back? How do you get your mojo back when you've kind of been off the scene for a little while and you're trying to get back? As a creative, sometimes we have our funks and we don't really feel like doing nothing, but how do you push yourself to get in the studio and get creative?
It's in my name. You feel me? My name is Persist Until Success Happens in the Business. Push. You just got to get up. You just got to go. Also, I've been this way since high school. Most of y'all went to Willenbrough High School. Y'all remember me? I was just up and dancing. That's how you get up. And you don't feel good, man, get up, start dancing, get lit.
That's a great way to push yourself. So what are we going to be hearing today? New stuff, old stuff?
All right, so this is all going to be previews of what's coming out for the album. So all this stuff that's not even dropped yet, this is stuff that's coming up. We dropping October 31st. It's going to be spooky.
Okay.
So hope y'all ready.
Spooky-o season. You know
what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Now I'm a Virgo, but you know. Scorpio, this love, this love. I'm saying, but we gonna get lit, y'all. I just hope y'all ready to dance. Yo, bless you, did great, bro. But you coming? Gotta get them groovy now, bro.
All right, so introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Tyreek Brock.
And you're an artist as well?
Yeah, I'm an artist. I'm from Trenton. I grew up in Trenton. I grew up in Roebling a little bit. Finished high school.
Okay. And as a creative, especially as a New Jersey creative, you know, how do you feel about events like this and linking up with other creatives? I know sometimes they say the market is saturated and we have enough rappers, but I think that we all bring something to the table and we all have unique sounds. So how do you feel about being an artist in New Jersey?
New Jersey different. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got a lot of artists. We just gotta just get that attention. So it's just what it is. We definitely got the talent. Like, we different. So at the end of the day, like, we just gotta keep working.
Yeah. And as a creative as well, how do you, you know, pump yourself up sometimes when you hit a roadblock or maybe you haven't made a song in a while? How do you really boost yourself up to get back out there?
I just listen to my songs. I ain't gonna lie.
So you're your own motivation?
Yeah, I listen to my songs. I just be like, yeah. I got it.
I mean, sometimes it's okay. It's not cocky. It's confidence. It's okay to be confident in yourself and remind yourself that you are the shit, you know? I mean, do you ever feel like you're not the shit? Sometimes I feel like shitty, not the shit.
Even not even just with music though, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta make a balance when you're doing that shit. Sometimes, you know, you be like, yeah, I don't wanna do this shit.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers be leaving you and shit.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Well, I'm glad that we got to speak to you today. Thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. All right, so welcome to the YBO podcast. Who am I speaking with?
It's Sean, also known as Adon. Thank you for having me.
Yes, yes. And, you know, we are here at an event with a lot of creatives. So do you want to plug anything creative that you're working on?
I'm currently working with my brother, my partner, Brandon Rutherford, also known as Brandon RNYC. We got a brand coming out very soon, Don by NYC, but it's E-O-N-X. NYC, we got some stuff coming out very, very soon. Stay tuned. It's also the same for the Instagram page.
So okay.
We got a lot of shit going on.
And is this in the realm of music, art, fashion?
The label we're putting on it is more of a lifestyle.
Lifestyle,
brand.
Got it.
So it's touching all aspects of like stuff. It's basically like our vision of what like we want to see in like all aspects of the world, like how people we want to like basically to see like for people to see the world that we see the world.
Yeah.
But, like the way we see it's like our interest in fashion, our interest in like music, like our interpretations of like what's cool and like how this will interact with somebody and they'll like relate to it. So it's like basically like start our version of like an inspiration from our own like minds.
Nice, I like that. Well, you know, being a creative, sometimes you do have to explain your visions to other people just like you just did. And so how do you feel sometimes when people don't get the vision or people doubt you? How do you really hype yourself up to keep going?
I actually draw this. I can't speak from my friend's perspective, like, but my perspective, I think it comes with a half and half of a perspective of being cocky in yourself, but also having confidence.
Yeah.
So, and I draw it from my older brother, so we used to call it confidence.
Confidence.
Because it's your version of what you deem necessary to bring to the world. It's like what gets you like out of bed like every morning, and it's like this, like this is what I want to do. Some people, and another thing, like with creatives, like some people understand, some don't. There's gonna be people that like what you do. There's gonna be some that just like don't understand it and they don't relate. But that doesn't mean that you don't go give your message to the world.
Yeah.
So it's like you, like I still feel as though we have an obligation to do the things we want to do, because maybe we touch that person, we inspire that person, even if it's not the same thing that like we are interested in. Maybe this person like sees the stuff that we do and it's like, oh, I want to go paint that, I want to go build that bar, I want to, you know, start my own podcast, I want to go dive into music, I want to own a business that like I saw something my dad and my mom do. It's like it's all just different interpretations, and like I think that's the difference between it being like a lifestyle brand and then it's doing something that's like directed towards a specific group of people. You never know how many people you want to touch.
Yeah.
Whenever you like so many people have been inspired. Yeah. Just by like a simple word that you say, and it was like his, like that person's tone and how they spoke and like why they said what they said and like just how much they meant it in that moment, that it was real.
Yeah, I really like what you said, because I think, you know, it's kind of a biblical thing where we all have gifts, right? And we're all here for a purpose. I always go back to my faith. And I do believe that God put talents inside of all of us, and it's actually selfish to keep it to yourself. We're supposed to share it with the world. And like you said, you don't know who you could be touching. There have been so many times where I was like, nobody's listening to my podcast, nobody cares. But like you said, I have a unique story. There's a million podcasts out there, but nobody can tell Christina's story like Christina. And so if I stop talking, that's exactly what the devil wants. The devil wants to shut you up, you know? And so we can't give that to him. We can't sleep on our gifts.
I was just talking with one of the creators in the room just now, and I said the best advantage and biggest flex that you can have is your authenticity.
Yeah.
No matter how another person may have told their story, it's not yours. I see people as individuals. We're as different as like our fingerprints. Everybody's fingerprints is different. That's your identity. That's your story. That's what you want to put into the world. That's what you want to do. Just do it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, the question I always ask is, like, are you okay with not showing? That's really what it comes down to. It's like, do you want to or do you not want to?
That's nice. Reverse engineer the question. Because a lot of people, like you said, they're sitting on, oh, I'll start a business one day, or I'll do it tomorrow. But what's the difference between today and tomorrow? When are you going to start it, you know? So I know it's kind of been a long time coming, but I think that you finally have figured out what you want to do, and you've kind of found your niche. And I'm glad that you took your time to curate it, because I hate when people just rush into stuff and just start an Instagram page and then they don't even finish it, you know? It's not very thought out, so.
It takes time, and I think that's the difference between like a lot of people, and that's what you tell them, like someone's like heart is like pure, because like when you do it for like the monetization, it's you're not getting out what you actually want to like put in. Like, you're just looking for another way to make money. But like when we do the things that we do, like the money is a benefit.
Yeah,
like, if it comes with it, but I don't even care. Like we're doing something that we enjoy and we love doing. And it's like I take so much inspiration from like different people, like different people's like visions and like fashion, lifestyle, music, cars, how they think, like different podcasts, how people talk, and like how they mean their experiences. And it's just like we weren't put on this earth to just like continue to do like one thing and like that be the end of it. This is like try different things. It's like what, like there's nothing wrong with trying. If you like, if you don't like it, all right, put it down or keep moving. it's not like it's not quitting. If it has no interest in you and it's not something that touches your soul, touches your heart, like then like that's fine. Like you make that decision, but like don't make or let another person make that decision for you.
Yeah.
It's something you have to make for yourself.
Oh, you wanna get in the hot seat next?
No, I just thought you had a it's too hot in here. I just thought you had a video.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Sean. It's really been a pleasure. And where can we find you again on social?
Don X NYC.
Got it.
Got some merch coming very, very soon.
Yay!
Alrighty, so I am live with Brother Ash. Make some noise for Brother Ash, y'all. All right, so for those of you who don't know, Brother Ash is also my boyfriend. And I actually was waiting to have you on the podcast as Brother Ash because I didn't want people to think I was just plugging my boyfriend. But in all honesty, your music really does touch a lot of people. Your music is different than what's popular today. You know, we hear the same stuff on the radio over and over, and Brother Ash sounds different. So where does that sound come from?
Shit, a couple artists touched on it tonight. My boy Bless, my boy Push, we all kind of touched on it. I just gotta let my music be myself.
Like, yeah.
Can't nobody else tell my story. I can't tell nobody else's story. So I just use my gift, my creativity to express that through music because it's, you know, it's love.
Yeah.
It's
love. And your last project, Baby Boy Is Stimulated, that dropped in October? November 2021. Yeah. And, you know, that was like your first full-length studio album, so you've kind of been riding that high. And are we going to hear some of that tonight as well?
You know you got
to. Okay, we got to hear the baby boy.
We got to get stimulated in this motherfucker tonight.
We also have some baby boy t-shirts on sale over here, so check out the merch, all right? And the wick, let's talk about the wick for a second. What is the wick? What is these t-shirts with M Wick on it?
The wick really is what it is legally is a record label. But to me, it's family. To me, it's a collective of creative individuals. You know, we're not all rappers. Shit, we're not all producers. You know, I consider the Wick my brothers that's helping me get this dream. My family that's investing in me when I come home, you know what I'm saying? Always giving me a place to stay, supporting my dream. It's everybody. The Wick is just my way of getting a stamp on what I want my legacy to be, what I want to leave behind in this world. So, you know, it's a progress. I've taken step backs in the past year to focus more on my art, and I think that was a good move. But, you know, the Wick is always near and dear to me, and it's fam. Fuck with the Wick.
Definitely, definitely. And so your new music, you've described to me as kind of confidence-boosting, hype music. Would you say that you were kind of in a funk and you found your swagger back? You got your swagger back?
Yeah. I had to use my creative network again. Got some beats from some of my friends and, you know, got on some different sounds and it's exciting.
Is that kind of where you start your creative process with a new beat? Is that, or do you start with the lyrics first or?
I always try to catch the rhythm because, you know, I'm a drummer. So, like, I got to get the rhythm, got to get the drums going, tempo, cadence. I come up with a cadence, then I put words into it. A lot of times when I'm cooking up, it's just really just expression. It's just expression. Going in there and having fun. You feel me? Not thinking about nothing. Just going in there and doing it. Doing what I like. If it sound good, record it. Write to it. Put it out.
Now, you know, obviously we wish that we could have all good days, but what about on your bad days? What about on your low days? How do you motivate yourself to get in the studio?
Shit, sometimes I don't. I'll be real with you. There's days where I try to get in the studio. This shit sound terrible to me. I take a step back, I sit down, I chill, my family lift me up, my support system always lifting me up in prayer. That's what I'm saying, it goes back to the Wick, it goes back to the family. I don't do this shit by myself. So when I don't feel like doing it, I think about my loved ones. I think about this process. It's a journey, you feel me? Like it ain't, just because I ain't feeling it today don't mean I ain't gonna be feeling it tomorrow. Feel me? So there's always something to look forward to.
And so this new music that we're going to be hearing, what do you really want people to take away from these new songs?
It's a celebration because we almost did.
Almost where? Almost where?
We almost did.
Okay. Well, look, we don't need to know the destination. We just need to know that we're on the journey, right?
That's right. That's
all right. So what's the first track you got for us, Brother Ash?
We're going to start off with the classic from the album.
Okay, let's get it then. Everybody make some noise for Brother Ash. on the Kickback Recap. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And it sounds like you missed out on some fun if you weren't there. So I really hope that we can do this again. I'm glad that I have a great partner in Josh, Brother Ash, The Wick. I just really appreciate, you know, having that support system. And you guys are my support system, my listeners. So thank you so much for always rocking with me, even when I take these little breaks. And I really hope that we can put on a lot more events soon. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast. In the meantime, Apple, Spotify, wherever you're listening today. And of course, follow along on Instagram and Facebook at the YBO Podcast. And you can always follow me, Miss Christy, MissChristeE, on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, you name it. My face is there. And I will see y'all soon. Bye.